Hey, that music means it's a Tech Tuesday. We were talking about Steve Bertrand and his jeans and returning things. I got to tell you, it is such a joy purchasing things from Amazon. They send them to your house
as you're ordering them.
Yeah, but no questions asked about returns.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's so great.
Do you know, a lot of the stuff you return through Amazon and other outlets like that goes directly to liquidation warehouses.
Oh, it does?
I heard you say that. Was that on the business lunch?
Yeah, I think that might have been with Ian from CNET talking about that.
Well, now Bridget Carey's here from CNET, and she is a senior editor at CNET.com. Bridget, really and truly, Amazon just makes it so much easier to purchase gifts, and really, they don't question your returns hardly at all.
No, it's only kind of a pain sometimes when there's a third party seller, and you don't get questioned it, but you gotta like, oh no, I need a package now for it, and how did I wind up paying for my own shipping? You know, sometimes I've been in that position, but at least you can get it done without being questioned too much.
And other things in the tech world is there are apps that, Bill, what do you have, one app on your phone?
I have an app, yeah.
All right, I have a plethora of apps, and I'm sure...
You have one app?
Yep. It tells me when my hot chocolate is ready.
What app is it? I'm just the Facebook app?
Yes. I think so, yeah.
He doesn't even know.
I'm not sure what it is.
All right, well, I go to the Weather Channel a lot, and I'm worried. Talk about some apps that are tracking us. They know where we are, what we're doing, and when we go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you always kind of knew that, you know, your information was kind of being shared with apps, but there was a New York Times report that really showed the extent of how much location data was being captured and shared by our apps. Things like the Weather Channel app and there's like, you know, dozens of them out there. Weather Bug is another one, sports apps. And what they're doing is they're saying, oh, well, we need your location so we can, you know, give you a custom experience. But really, they are pinpointing you with like latitude and longitude and how often you're at an exact home location and when you travel to work, and this whole map of where you've been, like some family circus dotted thing, is being sent to like 40 different companies in some cases. Like WeatherBug was sending it to 40 different companies. So okay, is this anonymous information? Well, not to the point where if someone can see, all right, who was at this one house location? For example, the New York Times saw, okay, there's one person coming from upstate New York at this particular house, traveling every day 14 miles to a middle school over here. Well, there's only one employee who did that. Hmm. And then you can go deeper and say, oh, this person then went to a Weight Watchers meeting, and this person then went to their dermatologist, and then went to their ex-boyfriend's house. And you know, you can really start to pinpoint things. And so there's this question of, all right, who exactly is getting all this information, and can it be used against us for someone who really wants to track you? So it's the idea that, all right, so I download some sports app that says it wants my location, so that way, you know, it can give me the sports teams. But wait a minute, you're selling it also to 16 different advertising companies, and where is that going after that? So, and then with the Weather Channel app, you know, IBM owns that, and they're using that for hedge funds.
Is that possible?
You know, that one's a little harder for me to get my head around.
I don't get that at all.
It's an experiment. It's an experiment in what they can do with this data. And, you know, give it to their two friends and their two friends and their two friends. And this is how we wind up with our information in the wrong hands.
Yeah, so think about
it. I'm
not that worried about the Weather Channel having my information, and IBM for that matter either. But if the Weather Channel app can do it, then people who can really destroy our lives can be hacking this as well.
Right. I mean, it's just about how far can it go until you reach someone who's malicious or just wants to be a little more intrusive into what you're doing, to the point where you get advertisements that are way too specific about you. But if you're feeling weirded out, you can turn these things off in settings. You just have to. Sometimes you can't use the app at all unless you have location turned on, but you do have some power. I think you have sometimes more power in an iPhone than an Android phone. But you know, be wary of what you give permission to for your location, because even if it's just, oh, it's just for weather, well, mm-hmm. not necessarily. It's being sold for advertising.
Hmm. All right.
And if you go to CNET.com, Bridget just wrote up a story summary about the biggest tech stories of the year. Why don't you run some of them down for us?
Well, we're talking about data. You know, Facebook, you know, had one heck of a bad year, repeatedly, you know, failing our trust with scandals and controversies and how it handles our data. I remember Cambridge Analytica. I think that was such a big story because not only was, you know, Zuckerberg and other executives hauled in front of Congress to answer for this stuff, but it left us questioning the role of this network and that there should be government regulation. So that's a conversation that's going to keep happening next year, too. We had something called GDPR in the European Union that was giving European Union citizens more control over their privacy, but that essentially rippled to us because every company that does business here and in Europe was kind of starting to enact the same privacy transparency. So as soon as this was enacted, suddenly, oh, more breaches were reported faster. You might have been hearing about breaches much sooner if there was a data breach. So that's a good thing, but that kind of goes in line with government regulation and if we're going to start seeing the same things over here. And then there's also a lot of mergers that happened this year, AT&T and Time Warner, Disney and Fox, that's going to shape up next year, Sprint and T-Mobile. How is that going to end up next year? Because the FCC is still reviewing that. But I think one tech item that really is going to change everything for us is what Google did. They had something called Google Duplex, and it was a demo on how a computer can talk to a human, call up a hair salon, call up a restaurant, and make a reservation for you, and the person on the other line cannot even tell it's a robot because of all the, okay, sure, thank you, like all the little quirks of language are now in the robot itself. So next year when you start talking to someone on the phone, you're going to have to question if the person on the other line is a robot or human. I think that's going to be a very interesting development coming up.
Well, they've already tried that a little bit. Like if you're talking to a tech service and they ask your information, they'll go, hold on, let me look that up for you and stuff.
And you hear the click, 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 click of the keyboard.
They're not looking anything up. It's a computer.
That's what drives me nuts. Yeah. They do put a sound effect
right
in there.
Yeah.
Like you're a computer.
Well, now they're hiding that sound effect with literally the computer going, let me see. Would you think a computer said or would you think a computer did clicks? At least your brain knows you're talking to, like, a computer that sounds human.
This, right.
These actually are trying to mask it. So Google has, you know, is starting to test this now, so I don't know how it's going to shape up next year.
So, Bridget, I'm sure you've done this where you're talking to somebody and you're not positive it's a human or a computer, and you ask straight out, are you real or are you a computer? They do that in commercials. You see that in a commercial. Are they legally required to tell you the difference, or can they try to hide that if you ask?
No legal requirement, but Google, I mean, Google says, after they got all this pushback from people being creeped out, that they will give disclosure by saying, hi, I'm Google Assistant. I like to book an appointment for Wendy. Okay, already, is your brain still thinking about the word assistant?
No.
Or are you thinking about, like, desk assistant?
Right.
So what is disclosure, and how much will it be disclosed is the key, I think.
Good.
Well, thank God I got the alert that Google Plus is going under 4 months early. No one's been using it for the last how many years?
Oh, my gosh. I know. There was a lot of weird tech things that you didn't know were still around that are going to go kaput. Google Plus is one of them. The Volkswagen Beetle, that's going away next year, too.
Yeah, they're done.
That's a weird one.
No slug bug games
anymore. And GeoCities. Yep. GeoCities, we thought that was gone long ago, but it was still holding on in Japan. So, yeah, that's also going away next year.
All right, and my iPhone, I have a 6S. I think that's what you have, too, but yours is newer than mine, Bill.
Yeah.
It keeps, like, just shutting down on me, so it's time to get a new battery, and, of course, I've procrastinated, and it's $29 to get a new iPhone battery up until the end of the year, but after December 31st, what's the real price?
Oh, it's going to cost you about $80. So this is if you have an old iPhone, the 6, the 6S or 7. Apple said, you know what, you know, our software and everything, they admitted that maybe you need a new battery replaced. So, yeah, they offered this $30 battery replacement plan, but that was a while ago, and it's going to expire at the end of the year. So if you're not planning on getting a new phone, at least get yourself a new battery for the holidays. Definitely don't want to be paying $80 for it.
Can I still get those exploding batteries from last year, Bridger, or are those impossible to find?
That was only for Samsung.
It's a hot item.
I like
All right. Well, thank you so much. She is Bridget Carey. You can find her at CNET.com, and your summary of the top tech stories can be found there as well, correct?
Yeah, it's all right there. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
perfect.
Bridget.
All right. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN.